we're holding here in middle of Perichov Dalet, I believe.
Exactly, yeah. Umash Amar.
Okay. Umash Amar Shepirish Ziv Shchinasi V'Anei Olam. So he's talking over here about the struggle of the Malachim with Moshe Rabbeinu over who should get the Torah and so on. It says that he spread out on him sort of like the cloud of Shechina and protected him. What does that exactly mean? Min asher yoshev al kisei aziv vanan lemoishe aziv vanan lemoishe shemadigosi yedovek bikisei. So basically he says that in the madrega over here being holding onto the kisei allows for him to be totally subsumed under Kadosh Baruch Hu's protection. In other words, it's a hemshich of the pirish of the holding on to the kisei hakavod. And he explains other places. He explains that this is an added protection besides the holding on to kisei hakavod. The kisei hakavod results in a certain dagger of the ziv and the hoid. And now he says, "Upirish haziv el anefesh shashayich elav ziv vahoid va'ananu shayich leguf shukuma anan kola." So it's very interesting. He's explaining the two things: the ziv and the anan are connected to inyanim of the guf and the nefesh. So let's try to explain why ziv and anan are connected. That a ziv is an unnatural, unusual glow that is unusual, or it's an aura, however you want to call it. The anan is the opposite. The anan is a sort of something that hides, something that covers over. The world of Ruchnius is a level of gilui mitzad the neshama and b'meila level of hester mitzad the guf. For instance, a person that has some sort of aura that we would call of ruchnius, of otherworldliness, we find it manifest in two things. First of all, there's a light of some sort, or whatever you want to call it, that is ruchnius to him. There's also some sort of the guf somehow gets lost in it. When we look at a picture of Chavetz Chaim and we're struck by his radiance, we also somehow have a hard time getting a sense of his guf. It's like people who have an aura to them, whatever. You focus on that. You have less of a chance to be able to make an observation about the guf. Ratzalayma shezeu madregas adam umalosa yisimel yoinim she'en li ba'atza madregal yoina. So he says, this is an interesting description of what's the mila of a person over a malach. A malach's guf is kadosh. It's not going to be more kadosh than his guf. It's made of a very, we'll just use a word, very refined spiritual material. That's what it is, and that's what it will be, and that's all there is to it. An adam can be mamshich on himself, a ha'ara milamala, that diminishes his guf and increases the radiance of ruchnius, and that really has no boundary. So a malach can only be radiant to a certain degree, but whatever it is he is, he's not a vehicle for reflecting really HaKadosh Baruch Hu's radiance in a way that Adam is. And that has a lot to do, obviously, with the Koach HaBechira. The Koach HaBechira is something which allows for that extraordinary darga without boundaries. Ve'ilu al yoinim kulim yesh ha'madreg al yoinim ba'atzmam ha'mekam ha'kved Hashem v'ashodim shadavak ba'kved Hashem. So al yoinim have their own higher darga, but that also does not allow them to reflect the Kved Hashem. So they're stuck with their own high darga, as high as it is. So they are be'etzem higher than Adam. But when Adam is Dovik Nekisa covered, he becomes higher because he doesn't have any gvul. And this is something in itself, which is an answer why Adam is more shaykh to Torah than a malach. Because in Adam, Mitzias is the reflecting of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory, as opposed to their own glory. Klal Adava, ki Adam kli muchon lekabel kved Hashem. So the fact that Adam is a bigger mekabel than a malach could be, that is something that allows for him to be mekabel Kadosh Baruch Hu. It also has a lot to do with other big beicher for the following reason. If the entity is not a beicher, so it has no gvulis, and if it has no gvulis, it is something which can go. Something is not a beicher; it's fixed. It is what it is, and therefore it has very clearly defined gvulis. That's by its nature. Not being a beicher means you cannot do anything more than is there. So whatever it is, you are. That means you're not a mekabel, because to be mekabel means you have to be able to shtel tzu to something. You are within yourself. You're something that's ex madrega. Somebody who's a boicher means that his own madrega is something which is in proportion to what it's getting. When I get a ruach kedusha and tara, when I feel like doing good, I can keep doing good. So that means that I am stelling myself to something else, and that's where we have the gedula and so on. Va'aza amalahem toirish atenoisani pirish kel yoinim masige mitzar atzmom seyde mesudan shemisbar. The yoinim themselves understand a certain darga of seyde ha'olam from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, because they're ruchnis, they perceive that seder, and avol has seder atzma shachadam dafka ki atoira ima losa shenivis kodeshus ha'olam hiru adam dafka vayikshacha v'chi seder shadam roi shemesudu kodeshus ha'olam ki kvar amarnu ki ze mitzad ka adam nivra betzel malikim mitzad ze yish adam ma'ila yoyna v'arei mitzvah shebetoira marmach k'ra gevorev shu tzalma shel adam. So he's saying like this over here, that the even though the malachim understand Torah and perceive Torah on their own before Adam, but the Torah itself is a mahalach that's geared for Tzuras Adam. It's like somebody finds a suit before me, but it's my size, not his size. A Torah is shayach to Tzuras Adam dafka. Why? And he says, and it was created before. Why? Because since Adam is called Tzel Malikim, so there's something, however we'll understand, the parts of the Torah are shayach to whatever Tzura Adam has. And that's why Torah is Remachiv Arshas Agidim, because if Adam is Tzel Malikim, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents himself in such a way. He says, I will show you that the way Torah is structured, it can only be shayach to Adam. Because since Torah is before the world is created, that means that the model for it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing within the world. And since Adam is Salam Elokim, Torah perforce is going to have to match up with it. Now this is an idea that, again, the Tanya speaks about it many places, and he's saying as follows: both Adam and his tzura and Torah, it comes in many layers. There's a very, very abstract ruchnistic layer that presents a picture of what an Adam should be. That's one point. And then it comes down to the way Adam is physically. The same thing is true with Torah. Torah are ideas and ideals that when they're fleshed out in physical reality, they take on the tzur of mitzvahs as we know them. So both Adam and Torah, on a root level, they're both ruchnius, and on the tachlis level, they're both physical. Adam, the way he appears with his hands and his feet, nose. So when we speak of Adam in his ruchnistika inyan, so we're talking about not hands and feet, we're talking about something that does and something that brings him to where he should bring him, something that's this, something that. When it becomes physical, it looks like we look. Torah has the same thing. The oilam, the pnimis of oilam mitzvahs, has a pnimistic parallel to the person's neshama nefesh, and the final mitzias is kefi Torah. Let's take a dogma. There might be a ruchnistic shoresh that a person that every entity needs to shtel itself to its root and to its shoresh. That might be a spiritual truth. It will express itself lemaisa when a person has parents and he's mechabed them. So a person being mechabed his parents is a concrete example of a person acknowledging his roots. It's true about a person with a Rebbe. A person as Rebbe is another way of knowledge. It's very, very interesting. The Rambam, when he brings all these halachas, you have to go there, or you have, somebody's calling now. The Rambam, all these halachas, when he brings the halachas of Kibbud Aveim and so on, he calls it Mamrim. In other words, rebellion against authority. So there's a concept of authority. On a national level, it might be a king. On a personal level, it's parents or a rav. And in a very, very fundamental level, it's a Kodesh Baruch and the Bria. These are all, it's the same concept expressed in different physical realities. It's true of Torah and the mitzvahs, and it's true of Adam. So he says, So a person is a Tzelem Elokim, which is a ruchnistic entity, and it fleshes itself out into the physical body as we know it. So malachim don't have that tzelem because it requires having a certain mekabel. Tzelem elokim has to express itself in some physical reality. In Adam, it expresses itself. So as low as a guf Adam is, and as not spiritual, but it's a certain parallel and expression to something more ruchnistic.
So
So a malach is not a physical entity that expresses that expresses a certain point. But let's give a mashal for this, so it will be a little easy to understand. There's a world of, let's say, ideas of feeling. So somebody expresses a certain deep feeling. Someone else expresses another feeling, less deep. Then somebody paints a painting that reflects the first of the expressed feelings. So I have three items in front of me. I have the profound thought feeling. I have the less profound thought and feeling. And then I have the physical representation of that first feeling. And someone with an unusual taste in posing questions asks, how do you rank these in terms of more profound, less profound? So my answer would have to be nuanced. I would say, if you're asking yourself what is more refined, I would have to go feeling A, feeling B, and a painting. Painting is a physical entity of colors and so on. But on the other hand, the painting is a physical representation of feeling one. So when I view it that way, it's much higher, much nobler. So in one sense, I could say it's the order is 1, 2, 3, and in one sense, the order is 1, 3, 2. So malachim per se, they are not tzelem elokim, but they are extremely, very, very spiritual beings. We are physical and coarse beings. The material we're made of is inferior to malachim, but we represent, we project something beyond ourselves. That's that ziv we're talking about. Mitzvahs are so sichliistic that they don't have a key for themselves, and they need to have that physical expression. Next parak he says, he says in the words hach lehem tshuva, without actually answering, Akash Rochus Muram is the tshuva ready. Ki moishe shekvar hu eitzel basa v'dam dovazehu tshuva l'malachim. He says the very fact that the Torah is given to Moshe, who is a basa, that itself is a tshuva to l'malachim. V'zeh ki moishe kasafti ki seda Hashem isparach mimenu. So really, the tshuva lay in HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling him Hasem tshuva. I think he means a little more. I think he means to say is the very metzias of a Moshe Rabbeinu, who is extremely high in ruchnias, and yet a real physical being, is a Hasem tshuva. So you see that it's possible to project ruchnias from Sangashas like a world. So I guess to sum up the point that he's making here, he's saying that if Torah was all about having a more perfect being, more perfect entity, then, you know, we could talk this more perfect, that's more perfect. But Torah is really about bringing out some other essence through the being, through the Torah, and so on. And therefore, Adam, hands down, is going to be superior to it. V'ama, shekulam nasim ovim elav. He said, they all became his friends. Ubiyazeh, ki lefi madreges Moshe, שהוי תסקיס הכבד וזה בשביל שהוא אדם ובשביל כך רואה לתורה נעשו כולם אוהבי אלוב כחול מסחב על תורה זויס. In other words, Adam is, and this is a yisod that the Maral says in many places, Adam is actually the what brings the entire Bria together. It's true in many ways, but especially, the Maral says in one place that how could the Bria be many pieces when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was one? And the answer is that Adam brings it together. Adam has himself, he's coiled the entire world. It says in Adam Rishon Kei that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took dust from all four corners of the earth, and so on. So, Zesha ubishlokach roel ter nasukum oyv meilov ki akol mischav andregazois. Lazeh omashkol echad vechad mosalei dava ki kul mischav andregaz Moshe. So each malach gave him something, because beetzim they all become included in the madrega of Moshe. Vechol amishem mischabim ache hare oisa ache mekabli menu. Kim sheshtem chibu biyachad. ולמדרגס המלוכים השמדרגוסם שסויבים הכיסא ומדרגס so the fact that they all could give him something means that they all became one entity through Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was mechaba all the different ktsavis of the malochim. ולמדרגס המלוכים שסויבים הכיסא ומדרגס מויס תחסן כיסא ומדרגס מויס אמצעים. So he says something very, very fascinating. I guess you have to visualize it. You have one Maila in terms of the level. So Moshe Rabbeinu is under the care, under the kisei. He goes on the feet of the chair. The malachim are around the kisei, which means the malachim are bigger than him, higher than him. But if he's grabbing under the chair, that means he's in the middle. So that means he's the center point which brings all the malachim together. If you can give it a very vivid mashal, you might have a team with a lot of fantastic players, and then you have a coach or a manager who's able to bring the team together as a team. So the coach is a weaker player than the rest of the team. He doesn't hold the candle to the ability to play, but he's the one that puts it together. So Moshe Rabbeinu's darga is a darga by including everything, is he's being able to chaba them. It is the darga of the emtsoi that he gets from everyone and brings together everyone. That's the pshat, everyone gave him something. Vafilu malach hamavis shu misnagam sisuchu malach hamavis opposes any existence. Eino misnagam madregas Moshe shakol mitzchav emtsoi. It cannot. Everything has to come from the midpoint, including death. Ve'ein lemtsoi shu misnagdus klal. Ve'dovaz yedu kol dovish misnagdus chutz emtsoi. The midpoint is common to everything. Every other point you can say it's the point on the mizrach is opposed to the ma'ariv. The point on the tzofen is opposed to the dorum. Mala mata, but the midpoint is equidistant to all of them. This is something that he'll repeat many places, and it comes from a deep place in Kabbalah about the musik of emtsoi. In other words, midos that are characterized as ktsavos, as coming to an end, to an extreme, has no kiyum. The only thing that has a kiyum is something that has a midpoint that you can come to it. And the highest darga of Adam or HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Adam is being the midpoint that's really kolel everything and makes therefore by extension makes everything one. V'gam b'shvil ha-Torah she'yishech es l'Moshe dafka v'ha-Torah he say the kol ha-nimtzoyim being that the Torah itself is the seder of everything exists, like it says, that everything that he came from the Torah and constructed the world. So, b'meila, the person who has the Torah must include in itself all the malachim. So this is not only from what a person is betzim, but from the fact that Adam is mekabel satira. So here he says another knaich, and to why they gave him something. He's saying all these different pshatim and why Malachim gave him something. He says, anytime you touch something, then there's some sort of exchange. If I'm holding your hand, I'm giving you something, be it just a handshake, and you're giving me something, which is a handshake. Anytime you have a chibur, so each one is giving to the other, and therefore the malachim gave him something, because since they became mechuba through Moshe, that became dechetimtze. So this is an interesting idea. This is like, for instance, I can buy, let's say I have some sort of tchotchke, some sort of iPad of some sort, and I use it. I accidentally throw it into a river or something, and it gets erased. So that erasing is an outside thing that acted on whatever it is. But sometimes you have an internal mechanism which allows for erasing. So then that is part of, that was a process that was part of the appliance itself, of the gadget itself. So Misa is not the pshat, an outside force that destroyed something. It's something that the Torah itself gives as such. So Malach HaMavis is also something, and like it says, so Malach HaMavis is not an outside force that destroyed the world, but rather in Torah itself there's a reset button, so to speak. So before, the point that he said before was all about Moshe Rabbeinu and his Metzias, and now he speaks about Torah and his Metzias, because since Torah is the plan of the world, whatever you want to call it, that then everything has to be in it. All Malachim have to have a Makom in Torah as well. It's not only Moshe Rabbeinu being Metzarif them, and even Malach HaMavis, who seems to be not at that, is okay. I think we'll hold it here. Any questions? Any points?
It's interesting. I've never heard that. It's interesting to hear the Malach HaMavis, the Chibur and Sefer HaTorah. You usually think about it as the opposite
of what?
Of the opposite. Or,
but you know what? It says in the pasuk that it's Tov Ma'od. Akadosh Baruch Hu gave Misa. Without Misa, there's Trias HaMeisa means that there will be. Misa will have accomplished something, and the world can come to life again. Without Misa, it means there's no way to get rid of the accumulated zuama. It's like if I were to use a contemporary muscle, I would say it's like an induced coma. So you have you say that the person is in danger of dying, so we will sort of knock him out, and the answer is yes, because we're knocking him out in a way that's possible to revive, as opposed to the way that wouldn't be possible. If the world had no Misa, so there would be no kapara, then things would keep going till it was doomed to destruction. So this is the sort of hechetimtze to get around it.
Okay.
But say to take care. So Bez Hashem, next Sunday I'll be in touch with you.
Perfect.
If and what. Okay.
Be great. All right, thank
take
you.
Care. All the best. Bye.
Thank you.